'Twas the eighth night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, except for me and my spouse, and the guests who've arrived with their balls so full of cum, needing someone skilled and hungry to get the job done. I'm gonna make their Christmas wishes come true. So relax, unzip, and I'll share them with you. I can't believe you're showing your face here. I know that there are no places to stay for miles around here, especially with my competitors closed for the season. You know my husband's not going to be happy about my ex staying here. But he wouldn't want you out in the cold at Christmas either. No! No, I'm not warming you up. Besides, I know your idea of getting warmed up. I only do that for him. Okay, fine, that's not true. I do that for other cocks. Just not yours. My man only had one request when we got together. Don't let your ex's cock in any of your holes. Fuck, no, he's not jealous. He knows I'm his. But he also knows that I kind of really loved your cock a lot. No, that is not what I said. I definitely love his cock more. I couldn't live without it, or I wouldn't have married him. But yours was... God, it is. Fuck, why did you take it out? No, I definitely don't need a reminder. That's not what I meant, and you know it. I don't fantasize about how amazing your cock was. How good it was to suck. No, I'm not licking my lips. Fine. Even if I am, it just means it's a tempting cock, which I already admitted to, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to do anything about it. Oh, fuck. No, don't stroke it. You're doing this on purpose, because you know I loved, fine, love. Your cock. But I love lots of cocks. God, is that pre-cum? No, I'm not licking my lips again. And I'm not breaking my promise to my man, no matter how tempting your cock looks. What? Tell you I love it. Why would I do that? For old time's sake. Yes, I remember what it would do to you when I'd say I loved your cock. You'd come so fast. Because I'd say, I love your cock. I love your cock. I love your cock. Over and over again. Oh God, you're stroking faster. You want me to keep going? Because you're close. I shouldn't. That is semantics, and you know it. But true, I guess. I wouldn't be breaking my word to my guy. And it is Christmas. And I do really love your cock. Why? Ugh, you're so full of yourself. You know why. Because it's thick and perfect. Oh, I love everything about it. The smell and the sight. The taste. Nice try. No tasting. Just this. This'll have to be enough. You just keep stroking that cock that I love. Oh, yes, I love it. Oh, I love your cock. I love watching you stroke. I love it all. The length, the girth, those balls. Oh, those balls. I love them too. I love your balls. I love your cock. Oh, please, I love your cock. Yes, yes, I love it. Make it come. I love it when your cock comes. You love my voice begging for your cum too. You've always loved that. Please, please make it come. I love it so much. Such a perfect cock. Oh God, make that perfect cock come. Yes, yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh God, I love it. Oh my God, I love that cock. I love that cum. Oh my God, fuck, that's so much cum. Oh God, I love that. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Look, I gotta get out of here now that you've come. Fuck yes, because your cum is too tempting. And I promised, so, just enjoy your stay, okay? And whatever you do, please, don't. What? No, I wasn't gonna say don't tell my guy about this. I'm gonna tell him. We don't keep secrets from each other, which is why we're gonna last forever. What I was gonna say is, please don't take that cock out in front of me again. I don't think I could stand it. Now, I really need to go check on another guest's cock and get me some cum. Fuck.